start of the month means it's time to catch up with Susie to find out what's happening in Streaky Bay. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
Sunday sessions in Streaky Bay. Why do I hear that there's a little bit of a Sejuna flavour to it?
Yeah, so the Thrive Streaky Bay and District Wellbeing Group, so the Thrive Group is a suicide prevention network in Streaky Bay. They endeavour to promote and encourage any sort of activity that is going to promote positive mental health. And of course, we all know music is one of those activities. So the group at Sejuna, they are called the Sejuna Sunday Sessions. They are an open mic group, a group of musicians. They are going to come to Streaky Bay. So it's going to be the Streaky Bay Sunday Sessions just for the month of August. So we will be very delighted to host those guys for August. It's August the 1st, and it is on from 2 p.m. at the Streaky Bay Hotel.
That sounds absolutely sensational. I understand there's also something of an arts workshop, a lino printing workshop on the same day?
Yes. So people could make a whole day of this if they chose to, because there's a lino printing workshop at Bay Function on Sunday the 1st as well, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's $100 per person. I think that includes all of the lino and all the equipment that is needed. So that can be booked through Bay Function.
And for those who are looking to lose a little bit of weight and perhaps do what I'm doing at the moment, I understand there's a gym visit happening tomorrow.
There is. So we're very lucky at Streaky Bay. We have an excellent local community gym. And often the guys that run the gym are looking for people that would like to pop up and do a session. And Joe Hillis from Forever Fit Gym at Sejuna is coming our way on Saturday, the 3rd of July. So she's going to do a session for our community. And obviously every personal trainer has a different flavour and different things that they can offer. So that's exciting. So 9 a.m. and it's $10 a head. Anyone interested to pop along to that. And I think all fitness levels are welcome.
You would certainly want to get into that. And speaking of sport, motorsport headed to Streaky Bay, or is that infrastructure for motorsport?
Well, infrastructure for motorsport firstly, I think. So there's a proposal going around at the moment. Anyone that is interested in helping form and create a ride park for the Streaky Bay District, so motorsport ride park development. So there is different tracks that are proposed, and just in very formation at the moment, like, so just looking to form a committee. We have a really passionate group of motorsport people also in our community, and one thing that Streaky Bay doesn't have is a ride track. So I hear that if anyone is interested, they can actually contact John Buckley on 0427 615 715. So that's definitely for our, you know, broader community as well, because there's probably plenty of people that ride motorbikes around the place, and if they'd like to do it in a more formal setting as far as an actual track, sounds like a great idea to me.
It certainly does, and we're looking forward to seeing the new motorsport track in Streaky Bay at some time in the future. We'll wait and see exactly how far into the future that is. Thank you very much, Susie. We'll have a chat again in about 4 weeks' time.
Great. Thank you.